From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Senate's version of the Republican health care bill is a fiscally conservative approach to health care. It involves big cuts to Medicaid. That's the health insurance program for low-income Americans, expanded under Obamacare. It would also release Americans from the requirement to get health insurance. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein joins us live with more on the bill. Dan, give us this bill by the numbers.
So look, Sabri, there are a couple ways that this is going to save some money. Number one, the Senate bill would cut Medicaid actually more than the House plan. I've seen estimates as high as $1 trillion over the next 10 years. Apart from phasing out Medicaid expansion, the real change is that the federal funding for Medicaid is open-ended today. Under this plan, it would cap the federal government's share of how much it pays. Number two, the plan also offers less generous tax subsidies. So the more than 10 million Americans who under Obamacare right now get financial help to buy insurance, they'll get less help, and it's going to be skimpier coverage.
And fewer people covered. Where does all of that money go?
Well, much of it's going to be returned to the wealthiest Americans in the form of tax cuts. The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities ran numbers, and they found households with incomes above $1 million would get annual tax cuts averaging about $50,000.
And you said to me before, Dan, that this lays out a conservative philosophy of health care. What do you mean by that?
Right. Well, it's the idea that if the government's going to be in the business of offering health insurance, then it's going to be really less generous. I mean, you can think of this, Sabri, as like high deductible plans or catastrophic plans that are going to force consumers to be smarter. What's interesting is that rather than taking on the hospitals or drug companies, this law is going to force consumers to behave differently. And Republicans hope that sends industry market signals to deliver higher value care and services.
I mean, will consumers actually behave differently? I mean, is that good for consumers?
Right. Well, what we know is that people do, when they're in this situation, people spend less money. They do cut back. Studies show as high as 15%. But the thing is that they cut back on stuff that they don't need, which is good. But they also cut back on stuff that they do need. Think of someone with heart disease deciding not to go to the cardiologist. So in the short run, people are probably going to spend less if this does become law. But there's good reason to think it's probably bad for their long-term health. And this could also increase spending down the line.
All right. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein. Thank you.
Thank you.
And